The man who co-invented the technology behind every chatbot you use just quit Google for OpenAI. Less than 2 years after Google paid a reported $2.7 billion to bring him back. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of June 19, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, this was a week of two wars, a talent war and a control war. One Transformer co-inventor changed teams. Washington forced two frontier models offline and then started backing down. And underneath it all, the model flood kept cresting. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, Noam Shazir is leaving Google for OpenAI. For people who don't live in this world, explain why that name matters.
Because Noam Shazir is one of the eight co-authors of the 2017 paper, Attention is All You Need. That's the paper that introduced the Transformer, the architecture underneath ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. Every model we talk about on this show runs on the idea he helped invent. He joined Google back in 2000, left in 2021 to co-found Character.ai, and then, in August 2024, Google reacquired him in a deal reportedly worth around $2.7 billion to bring him and his team back to lead Gemini. He's been a co-lead on that line ever since.
And Gemini, by most honest measures, has pulled level with or ahead of OpenAI this past year.
Which is what makes the timing so striking. On Wednesday, he posted on X that he's joining OpenAI to work on, quote, new architectures. Less than 2 years after one of the most expensive talent deals in tech history, Google's Gemini co-lead is walking across the street to the chief rival. And neither company disclosed terms, a start date, or what exactly he'll build.
The Hacker News thread was full of speculation about why. Internal friction, the usual rumors. How much of that do we actually know?
Almost none of it, and I want to flag that clearly. The departure reason speculation is rumor. 300-plus points of armchair theorizing. What's confirmed is the headline fact, and the headline fact is enough. The person whose foundational work the entire industry is built on chose OpenAI over Google, at the exact moment OpenAI is preparing a near-trillion-dollar IPO.
So what's the lesson here, long-term?
That the AI race is now a talent war as much as a compute war. A $2.7 billion golden handcuff didn't hold him. The scarcest resource in this industry may not be GPUs or capital. It's the few dozen people on Earth who can actually invent the next architecture, and they're being fought over like franchise athletes. And contrast this with Meta. They spent a reported $14.3 billion buying Alexander Wang and a team, and they've got one shipped model and an engineering revolt to show for it. Money buys names. It doesn't always buy results.
There's a pro-Western read in here too, isn't there?
There is, and I'll say it plainly. This is the open American talent market working exactly as designed. People move, ideas move, the frontier stays dynamic. That fluidity is precisely what keeps the lead in American and allied hands. And it's exactly what China tried to shut down last month when it started requiring government approval before its top researchers could even travel. One system lets its best people walk to a competitor. The other treats them like nuclear scientists. I know which one I'd bet on over a decade.
Let's get into the week in AI. And we have to start with the story our sister show, AI in 15, has run every single day this week, the Anthropic shutdown saga. Aaron, the short version, because it's been a full arc.
It has, so let me tell it as an arc. On June 12th, 3 days after Anthropic launched Fable 5 and Mythos 5, the Commerce Department sent an export control letter requiring an individually validated license before any foreign national anywhere could touch those two models. That includes Anthropic's own non-citizen employees. Anthropic can't filter foreign nationals from US users in real time, so they pulled both models offline for everyone. The stated trigger was a jailbreak that allegedly unlocked offensive cyber capabilities. AI czar David Sachs said Dario Amodei refused to fix it. Anthropic countered that the so-called jailbreak amounts to asking the model to read a codebase and find flaws, something GPT-5.5, Kimi, and other public models already do, and called the recall disproportionate.
And then, two things shifted this week.
Two big things. First, the security community revolted. On June 16th, more than 100 cybersecurity leaders, including former Facebook security chief Alex Stamos, plus people from Adobe, Zoom, Sophos, NVIDIA, and Stanford, signed an open letter at freefable.org arguing the ban handicaps defenders while doing nothing to stop attackers who already have comparable tools. Second, the standoff started thawing. Anthropic met U.S. officials over the 15th and 16th, and on the 18th, its international managing director said in Seoul, quote, "We are very confident that in the coming days, the models will become available again."
Your read, Aaron, because this one's uncomfortable for everyone.
It is. This is the cleanest test yet of who actually controls a frontier model, the lab that built it, or the government. And the libertarian in me looks at a heavy-handed state action, justified on thin verbal evidence that the security profession itself says made us less safe, and winces. But the thaw matters just as much. A week of pushback from industry and researchers appears to have moved the government off a bad call. That's the system having guardrails. The pro-Western angle is the one Amade and Sam Altman pressed this week, closing ranks to say, "Don't balkanize Western AI. Don't fragment access among allies." It's self-interested, sure. It's also correct. Allies walling off AI from each other is a gift to adversaries.
And the thing to watch.
Whether Fable and Mythos are actually back online by next Friday. If they are, the system worked. If they're not, this was real policy, not a negotiating posture.
Next theme, the June model flood. And the rulebook, Washington, is trying to write for it.
June 2026 is the most concentrated model release window the industry has ever seen. Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro, 2 million token context, DeepThink reasoning, is still in limited preview, with general availability expected any day. OpenAI hasn't officially announced GPT-5.6, but developers spotted a model codenamed Iris Alpha in Codex backend logs, and prediction markets price a June release north of 85%. xAI shipped Grok 4.3 to Amazon Bedrock with a million token context. Everyone is racing to ship inside the same four-week window.
2 million token context. Put that in human terms.
That's enough to hold an entire code base or a full legal discovery set in a single prompt. Context length is the new spec war. And notice the funny part. The community is now reverse engineering launches from API telemetry before any blog post even exists. We find out a model shipped because someone read the logs.
And the policy counterpart.
Executive Order 14409, signed June 2nd, pushes a voluntary framework for frontier developers to engage with the government before deployment, with aggressive timelines. Concrete rules could land as early as July. And here's the irony. The same week the government says it needs a voluntary framework because it can't cleanly compel a model offline, it pulled one offline anyway, with the Anthropic letter. My lane on this is simple. Voluntary, lab-led standards beat top-down mandates, but only if the government actually respects the word voluntary.
Now, the palate cleanser. And it's a good one. OpenAI's Science Day.
On June 18th, a study in NEJM AI from Boston Children's, Harvard, and OpenAI reported running OpenAI's O3 reasoning model on 376 previously unsolved rare disease cases. The model surfaced evidence linked candidate explanations for expert review, and after clinical confirmation, physicians established diagnoses in 18 cases, children that specialists had been unable to diagnose. OpenAI also introduced GPT Rosalind, a reasoning model line built for life sciences research, drug discovery, protein engineering, genomics, plus a near-autonomous AI chemist that improved a hard medicinal chemistry reaction.
18 kids. That's not a benchmark.
No, it's a concrete human payoff. And it rhymes with Anthropic's recent chemistry work. Both labs are pushing the same thesis. And here's the dual-use irony at the heart of the whole week. The exact capability profile that gets a model recalled for cyber risk is the one diagnosing rare disease and running chemistry. The thing governments fear and the thing that pays off are the same thing, which is exactly why fragmenting access to these models is so fraught.
Theme: the robotics money wave. Two stories bookended the week.
German humanoid startup NeuroRobotics closed a $1.4 billion Series C from backers including NVIDIA, Amazon, and Tether, one of the largest robotics rounds ever. And Genesis AI unveiled Eno, its first general-purpose robot, wheeled base, dexterous human-sized hands, paired with its own robotics foundation model, on a new deployment partnership starting at U.S. facilities. Both ride the same idea. Foundation model brains finally make general-purpose robots practical.
You're skeptical.
Healthily so. Notice the same hyperscaler backers, NVIDIA, Amazon, underwriting the robots and bankrolling the labs. The capital is concentrating in a handful of hands across every layer of the stack. And general-purpose by end of 2026 is an aggressive claim. The gap between a polished demo and a deployed fleet is exactly where most robotics companies stall. My note: watch the deployments, not the funding rounds.
And the unglamorous engine under all of it? Compute, CapEx, and the IPO race.
The numbers under every headline. According to reporting, Google agreed to pay SpaceX around $920 million a month for xAI Colossus capacity, and Anthropic about $1.25 billion, rivals renting compute from each other. Goldman projects roughly $7.6 trillion in cumulative AI capex from 2026 to 2031. Against that, OpenAI's first audited books reportedly show around $34 billion spent against $13 billion in revenue, and a $38.5 billion net loss, as it files confidentially for an IPO targeting near $1 trillion, about a week after Anthropic filed near a $965 billion valuation.
Bubble or rational investment?
That's the central financial question of the year, and the IPO race will finally force two defining companies to expose their economics to public scrutiny. The bottleneck has shifted from money to physics, power, transformers, interconnection rights, and it ties straight back to Shazier. If the binding constraint is increasingly talent and architecture rather than raw capital, then a transformer co-inventor changing teams may matter more than another billion in CapEx.
Two quick hits before we zoom out.
GitHub is buckling under agentic load. AI opened pull requests jumped from about 4 million a month last September to 17 million this March, forcing Microsoft to temporarily route some GitHub traffic through rival AWS while it migrates to Azure. The agent economy is generating load at machine speed and breaking capacity planning built for humans. And China's open weight countermove. Moonshot's Kimi, K2.7, code shipped the same day Fable went dark, and ZAI's GLM 5.2 landed hours after the ban. You lock yours up, we'll give ours away. My lane: free is a strategy, not a gift. Note the suspiciously perfect timing, and remember the benchmarks are self-reported.
Aaron, zoom out. The threads this week.
Three braid together. Talent. Shazier shows the frontier is bottlenecked on a few dozen people, and a $2.7 billion contract can't hold them. Control. The Anthropic saga and the executive order show governments and labs still fighting over who decides when a model is too dangerous to run, with the encouraging twist that pushback worked. And constraint. $7.6 trillion in capex, $38 billion in losses, rivals renting each other's compute, and an IPO race that will finally price it all.
And the counterweight?
Real engineering progress. 18 children diagnosed, chemistry automated, robots funded. The through line for the listener is this: the AI race is no longer mainly about who has the smartest model. It's about who can recruit the people, power the compute, pay the bill, and keep the government from pulling the plug. And the pro-Western read, the things that worried us most this week, a fluid talent market, a lab that criticized its own government and won, allies arguing openly about access. Those are features of an open system, not bugs.
What to watch next Friday?
Two things. Are Fable and Mythos actually back online? And does GPT 5.6 or Gemini 3.5 Pro ship before the month is out? Either way, June isn't done with us yet.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.